Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined as always by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how the devil are you doing before you go on your holiday?
I'm good, mate. I got my flip-flops in the old bag, you know. I've got my sun cream, got my date.
How British.
Because you know what I'm looking forward to? You know you go on holiday, Chris. What's the thing? One thing that you enjoy? Is it the sunshine? Is it the good vibes? Is it the pina coladas
I do like that.
Lost in the rain? The thing that gets me excited is just the buffet. I love a breakfast buffet, and I hope the hotel has a breakfast buffet. That's all I'm asking for, Chris. I want a breakfast buffet. COVID may have cowed stop people from doing this the experience of the breakfast buffet, but I want it back because I love the breakfast buffet.
Give Pete Donaldson what he wants. Yep. What he deserves is breakfast buffet. I mean, I travel around a lot, and the breakfast buffet is a very common occurrence in Japan. Unfortunately, it's seldom good. Mm. It's not great. I don't like buffets for that reason, so I can't share in your optimism and your love of buffet. What I love on a holiday more than anything is I get to read a book, and that's something I never, ever do when I'm just having a normal life. Mm. It's like the only thing I could do on a holiday. I love sitting on the beach under an umbrella, not getting sunburned, and just reading a book and then getting ideas and inspiration. And often, like, some of my best ideas have come from just sitting there reading a book and gestating.
Yeah.
Are you going to read a book, Pete? Are you going to read book in Japanese?
It's the only time. I'm not going to read that book. I can't read that book, can I?
Read my book.
I'll wait till the translation. I'll do a machine-assisted translation for the book, and I'll release it under my own title. What I think about Chris Broad, star of Cat Nation.
Oh, God. Are you going to read? Are you going to read on this holiday at all?
Chris, it's the only time I read. I am so poorly read. It is unbelievable. I'll do my usual thing. I'll rock up. I'll read a John le Carré. I think I've read them all now. I read a John le Carré. Then I'll go, shit, I don't have any more books. Then I'll download War and Peace and try to do something useful with my time. And then I'll go, this is rubbish. God. And I'll hate read a book that's been discarded in the on someone's lounger by some shithead writer that I can't stand, and it makes me angry. Little book thief.
You should. I don't think you've read it. You should read the book I always recommend on the podcast, The People Who Eat Darkness.
Oh, yes.
Sort of grim crime
let's
story.
Let's fucking cheer myself. I'll have the breakfast buffet, then I'll have a pina colada, then I'll read about some murders. Cool.
That's the spirit, Pete.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
Lovely
Really
stuff.
Good book, though. And, I know you haven't been to come to Japan in the last 400 years.
Yeah,
so maybe that'll make you remember the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mainly the ugly, because it's quite a brutal story. You'll never look at Roppongi the same way again. I know I certainly haven't since reading that horrible book about the disappearance of a British woman. Horrible, horrible story. But good, very good book, very well written. But above all, have a nice time with your buffet. We got a story here from Joseph and Susanna, who says, "I, mischievous Pete, and carnivorous Chris. Just joking, you're both legends. However, I have a story about Japanese hospitality. I hail from a small country called Slovakia." I don't think we've ever had a message from Slovakia. It's always Sweden or Maryland in the US, isn't it? Yeah. It's nice to have one from Slovakia. I've been to Japan two times, in 2012 and 2019. The second time was with my now fiancé, and we were in Japan in summer for about 5 to 6 weeks. Bloody hell. You've been to Japan longer than I have. Yeah. It's impressive. We were coming back from Kagoshima in South Japan, and after 20 days of travelling, every 3 days to different cities where we popped out. So we decided to rest in an amazing onsen in Hakone for 2 days. After this pit stop, we planned to move to Lake Yamanaka and climb Mount Fuji. Beautiful idea, beautiful plan. We used a bus from Hakone and had to change buses midway to reach our destination. Being the particularly nervous person that I am, I screwed up royally. When I left the bus, I left my wallet with more than €1,000 in it on the bus. Oh, good God. €1,000? That's like about $1,000. Bloody hell. Mm. I plunged in the darkness of rage and melancholy, but my better half stayed calm, and she asked a passing bystander for help. He was so helpful, he took us to the bus office in the village, where they called the bus driver and the company. The guy helping got his car and drove us to the last stop of the bus to help us retrieve my wallet. I wanted to thank him by giving him some money, at least for the gas, or to take him for lunch. He refused all our gifts of gratitude. He said, have a good day, and left. I was in awe of this act of pure character. At home, I was always told about how Japanese are cold and unloving, like us Slovaks and Europeans. I say bollocks to that. Japanese are one of the most sincere and nice people I had the opportunity to meet in my life. With regards, Joseph and Susanna. What a beautiful story. What a nice man. Japanese people just will not accept like gifts or money. They're very nice about these sort of things.
Always go the
unless it's like omiyage, like a souvenir or something.
Yeah.
But that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, isn't it, Pete?
It's nice. It's like the Arab world, and find yourself in like someone's house that they are incredible hosts and so generous. No matter where they're at financially, they're just incredibly generous. And with the Japanese, they will literally go to the earth to help you out. I think it's fantastic. I love those stories, and I'm glad your preconceptions were blown to pieces.
Absolutely. One of my favourite stories, I mean, these are nice stories. One of my favourite stories is when we had a listener, I think they're in Fukushima or something, walking around in the middle of nowhere. And they walked past a house and a guy came running out and was like, do you want to do karaoke? And the stranger, our listener, was like, okay. And then the guy just invited him into his garage and just, they did karaoke.
Yeah.
And that was a weird one. That was like a year ago plus. That was a really good story. I love these travel stories. Keep them coming, guys.
Yeah.
What have we got, though? News of the week from Japan. What's going on, Pete? Hit me. What you got?
Chris, a virtual YouTuber, has given up the virtual ghost, so to speak. One of the most important Japanese entertainers of the 21st century is calling it a day. She isn't even real. She is a figment of machines and voice acting. She's the virtual YouTuber Kizuna Ai. Is it Kizuna Ai or Kizuna Elwood? Al. I think it's Kizuna AI. Yeah, Kizuna AI. She's going on an indefinite hiatus following one last live stream streamed concert, which, I mean, by the time this comes out, it will have already happened. So farewell to Kizuna AI. And anyone familiar with the work, and if I'm saying that wrong, I probably sound quite silly, but I imagine it's AI or I, maybe. I don't know. Either way.
It's I, goddammit. It's I.
I. Is it I? Okay. All right. Well, it works as AI, artificial intelligence. Isn't it? She was created by the entertainment company Activate and voiced by an actress, Nozomi Kasuga, pioneering the art of VTubing. Now, you've worked with a couple of people. You've kind of like streamed or broadcast with a couple of virtual YouTubers, haven't you, Chris? Mm.
Yeah, I did an interview with Iron Mouse, who is, I think, currently the biggest of VTubers online.
She's just working and working and working, isn't she?
Yeah, she's doing one of those like marathon kind of, what do you call it? Subscribathon.
Subscribathon.
Sure. Where you just don't stop. Streamathon. Yeah. You just keep going. She's been doing it for like over 2 weeks. I don't know if she's still doing it. I think she is.
Yeah.
But like, it's it's so popular. People love it. I know Connor started a character recently called Booby or something. B-U-B-I. And it's just Connor doing a silly voice. He sounds a bit like Jafar from Aladdin, a little bit. A bit scary, a bit weird, but did really well. The market's there. People want it.
Yeah.
We should become bloody AI. We should become VTubers as well. Would save me having to worry about my bloody crappy appearance every video.
Imagine how big we'd be, though. Imagine how, as in gigantic physically ourselves, we'd be in so much trouble. We'd have to
see
doctors.
It'd be a free pass to eat all the burgers I desire.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have to worry anymore.
We'd be eating so terribly. Fantastic. But it's the sort of thing that is kind of... I think modern audiences would be like, how the hell is this popular? How the hell have people been able to carve out followings for themselves by being an online entertainer or an online YouTuber, just, even though you can't see what they're doing? But Japan has a very long, storied history about trying to create these characters. And obviously, Hatsune Miku is probably the most popular one they've got. But they have been around for decades. And this news piece does detail one called Kyoko Date, one of the first virtual idols to come out of Japan. Back in 1996, she released a single called Shining Like a Star with a band called House Foundation, and it looks really shit. Like, she looks absolutely dreadful. It wasn't live, it was all pre-recorded and stuff, and it was their first kind of attempt to make these kind of like... But I guess, in many ways, Mr. Blobby from North House Party in the UK, similar sort of vibe for me. I think he was the first virtual entertainer, chaos merchant. I think about Mr. Blobby so much. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's like a big mascot that falls over stuff, smashes up things. He was on a TV show called North House Party in the 80s and 90s, possibly just the 90s. And he's this excruciating character that did CD singles. He did musical singles and he was horrible. Everyone hated him. But
it was awful.
The longer I go in this life I call my life, the more I think that Mr. Blobby is probably one of our best, most coveted, most lovely creations we've made, because he's just utter chaos. Sometimes he's sad, sometimes he's happy, but he's always just smashing the shit up. Yeah, he's just always smashing.
I was terrified of him when I was a kid.
He's horrible. Yeah. Absolutely horrible. Big pink,
the most
blobby
British
monster.
Crap I've ever seen.
With very feminine, big kind of eyes. Big kind of like this kind of like eyes you only see on like RuPaul's Drag Race, where the big eyelashes, and you're just like, he just had beautiful eyes, and. And he would just smash the shit up. But he was on a TV show called Noel's House Party, and Noel Edmonds is a man who I cannot stand. I think he is the worst of us, quite frankly, and I can't stand him. He went on to do the British version of Deal or No Deal, if you're familiar with that quiz show. But I love Mr. Blobby, and I think he was the first virtual entertainer from back in the 90s. And then the greatest, I think he should be streaming. I'd very much like to see Blobby on stream.
He wasn't a virtual entertainer. Mr. Blobby was a man in a costume dancing around like a
fine,
idiot.
But Kyoko Date was just someone doing a bit of motion capture with a bit of graphics. It's a similar sort of thing. We're all wearing masks, Chris.
You could touch Mr. Blobby.
You could touch Mr. Blobby.
He was real.
That is true.
Well, better or worse, yeah, maybe worse. Fair.
Well, you could touch whoever's controlling Hatsune Miku, surely, couldn't you? I mean, through the suit.
Pretty sinister.
Pretty sinister.
I think why did Kizuna Ai stop? I guess because there's just so much competition now. There's so many people doing it. They didn't feel unique anymore.
Yeah, I think there's even though there's more and more views per month for these people, I think it's just been going quite a long time. A lot of people are very, very stunned, though. And again, just a crowded marketplace. She's not as unique as she used to be. So yeah, it's just she's chipping off. But I don't know where. I guess somewhere the 3D model of her will be on a hard drive, and there'll be one copy, I reckon, and or a few.
It's like Ghost in the Shell.
And they'll just be on a hard drive somewhere. It's just fascinating that somewhere
that
will be very well. Yeah, it'll be like an NFT, like a valuable bit of data that entertained and enchanted a lot of people for that amount of time. It's incredible, really. But yeah, so goodbye, farewell, Kizuna. Hi.
Goodbye, Kizuna Ai, but there's no signs of stopping for the world of VTubers. They get over 1.5 billion views a month, and virtual idols in China alone grossed $540 million in 2020. And that's, we've come a long way since then.
Yeah.
I mean, when Joey, the anime man, about a year ago, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, he first told me about VTubers, I was like, I don't get it. It seemed to be something very much aimed at sort of people like anime, manga, whatnot, given the sort of aesthetic and design. And often the voice artists who do it are sort of reminiscent of anime, right?
Yeah.
But I do get it. Having spent 3 hours chatting with Iron Mouse and getting to know her, I can see the appeal, you know. You know, for her, she can sort of become this character and, you know, bring out the best of her character through her VTuber persona.
Yeah.
And in the same way, you know, you get like a talk show host or just a presenter just talking. I find it's a more interesting way of watching a stream.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just watching someone in a room, you can watch them in a almost like a fantasy world. There's elements of fantasy mixed with reality. It's quite a bizarre thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my cup of tea. I respect people that do it, and I think, you know, good for them. Awesome. If you like it, well done. Good for you. Fantastic. But it's not really aimed at me. I'm still like find it a little bit odd at times, but then again, I think if I know someone that's doing it, like Iron Mouse, then I kind of get it a lot more. But Connor's creation, Booby, really, really odd. It's just I just watched it and I was like, this is just Connor doing a scary voice. VTubers.
I'll have to check it out.
The wacky world of VTubers. I feel like this is a topic I'm not prepared to talk about. Like, I'm not like qualified.
Yes,
this is like a. I just don't know enough about it, and I've always held like Kizuna Ai at arm's length, mainly because it's done in Japanese and whatnot. Although I think there's an English variant, but yeah, sad to see her go. But she's a pioneer who kicked off a generation, and dare I say, a very lucrative, very big lucrative business. The world of VTubing. We'll be back, guys, in just a moment with the fax machine. Your comments, stories, and questions.
Small details or big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Now we're back with the fax machine. What do we got this week from our listeners? Mr. Dawson.
We got a message from Najib. Hello, Najib. Hello, Chris and Pete. You've mentioned many times how much filming and editing is involved in your work and how much blood, sweat and tears it takes. My question is, when you visit all these amazing places all over Japan, does the constant filming and exhausting editing later on make the trips more like work than fun? I'm going to say yes, Chris. You both do a good job of coming across as people enjoying themselves in the videos themselves, but does the need for getting good pictures all the time just interrupt what could be a truly relaxing or exciting exertion? I found that when I'm on holiday, my wife's constant stopping to take pictures really affects my enjoyment of just taking it all in with my own senses and at my own pace. Najib, look, everyone explores the world differently. Some people want to take a bit of that home with them. I'm probably more in your camp than your partner's, your good partner. Chris, does... when you're out and about, is it a bit upsetting that you got, you know, you feel like you always got to have an angle? You got to find like a something interesting to put on the internet.
It can be. I mean, yeah, I just got back from a sort of a 4-day trip with Connor, Sea Dog VA,
yeah,
and we went through some beautiful locations, and I, you know, had some good moments along the way. But I can't say I truly relaxed along it because, like, I'm filming everything. I'm filming the hot springs, or I'm filming the scenery, and then I'm constantly thinking, should I be filming this? Should I be filming that? What's the narrative? How am I going to frame it? And then in the evening, when I should be relaxing and maybe having a drink, too many drinks, I have to back up everything. I have to back up like two cameras, a GoPro, drone footage. Like, it's just not relaxing. The only benefit is you sleep pretty well at the end of a day like that. And the main benefit of, you know, well, it is, it does take some of the fun out of it. The good thing is it means at the end of it, your trip, wherever you've gone, has been forever immortalised, and you can go back and look at it.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to know, what was I doing 2 years ago? I was in Sapporo with Pete Donaldson and Sharla and Chiaki. Mm. We had a good, fun sort of trip, and I can look back and watch over that years later and remember everything in a way that I probably wouldn't have done if I didn't film it. So, no, I can't relax that much, but it's still fun, and the reward is you get to relive it over and over. So I would encourage people to at least take photos if you go on a good holiday.
Yeah.
All it takes is one photo to like reignite a buried long-lost memory. And for that reason, I take lots of like crappy... when I do go on a genuine holiday, I do take like loads of crappy photos on my phone of just like nothing, just so I can flick through them later on and just remember. Remember the great moments.
Oh, whenever you, I think I've spoken about this before, when you, whenever you kind of like, you're trying to find a file on an old hard drive and you just roll into a folder full of videos and pictures you've taken. Oh, that's me for the, like 2 days. It's me for ages.
Yeah, it's quite nostalgic, isn't it? Yeah. You never know what you might find buried in a hard drive somewhere.
Definitely.
Yeah. We've got one here from Trace, who says, hello, Chris and Pete. My name's Trace, and I'm a prospective international student from Kansas, hoping to study abroad in Japan in the near future. Chris, in your experience in Japan, are you familiar with any services that pair international students with homestay families? I haven't had much luck online with my search, and reviews are understandably limited, given that Japan has been closed for the better part of 2 years. Regards... from the land of cows and tornadoes, Trace. I always make fun of Kansas because of my good friend Pete Macy, Premier T. He's the face of Kansas in my mind. And I basically, the only thing I know about Kansas is the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He's like the Mr. Well, Blobby of the good barbecue. A Bronze Band universe, I think, Pete.
God. Oh, God. You've picked the wrong person to ask this question. I don't really know. I don't, because I'm not an international student and I don't know that many. I'm not the man for the job. I know nothing. Of I mean, homestay families, you can usually find them on like booking.com and Airbnb.
Oh, right.
Airbnb more commonly. They've definitely like disappeared. A lot of people have disappeared since COVID though, and a lot of them are sort of suspended operations. So that might be why it's more difficult right now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are not marketing themselves, and hopefully when Japan reopens, they'll all come back. But I'm not really a homestay. I've done a homestay one like once, homestay one time, and I didn't really enjoy it. You just feel like your freedom's taken away.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of, I'm just sitting around this family table with this sort of family I didn't really know. And I was really bored and they were talking and all I could think of is, I want to go to the toilet. I want to go to bed. I want to just do nothing. And I just sit there for hours and eat some dodgy vegetables that they've made. I didn't really enjoy it. But I don't want to put you off homestays entirely. I do know lots of people that have had positive experiences. But no, I'm sorry, I'm no use to you there, Trace.
Yeah.
My advice, just keep on looking. And certainly when Japan reopens, hopefully many of them will come back. But just get Googling. Get Googling.
Get Googling.
They do exist.
Get Googling.
Try Airbnb if you have to. Airbnb. Mm. We've got one here from Richard. Over to you, Pete.
Richard in Pompano Bay. Now, where the hell is Pompano Bay? It sounds fantastic. Sounds a bit Greek, doesn't it? Maybe. I don't know.
Pompano.
Pompano. Mm.
Pompano.
Howdy, Cantankerous Chris and Panglossian.
It's USA.
Pete. I see.
It's in Florida.
Oh, is it? Nice. Apparently. Chris has mentioned several times now that he's a fan of Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation. That is one of my favourite movies too. And I think it's because there is no other English-speaking film quite like it. Chris, how much of an influence do you think the production and cinematography of Lost in Translation has had on your videos? Do you aspire to capture the vibe of Japan in a similar way? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And Pete, I know you're a film buff as well. Richard, I don't know where you got that from, but thank you. What is your take on Lost in Translation?
What is your take on Lost in Translation?
Very enjoyable.
I remember you ranting about Bill Murray.
Very enjoyable. I mean, it's all a bit of an old man fantasy, isn't it? But I think I think that night out where they go to a karaoke bar and stuff, I think really adequately, you know how much I love Shinjuku and Shibuya, I think it really accurately captures the kind of woozy, boozy kind of rolling around, kind of like the night is, you know, pregnant with opportunity kind of thing. I really, really, really think the way she captures that is stunning. So, yeah, it's a really, really fun film. Really fun film.
I do think that scene where they go out for karaoke and drinks and whatnot is, like, my favourite scene in the film because it's just reminiscent of so many experiences I've had in Japan. I don't think my cinematography has been inspired by Lost in Translation at all. Mainly because they filmed it on a cinema camera. Why can't I think today? An old school cinema camera.
Yes, okay.
And can't get my hands on one of those easily. They're very expensive. I love the look of Lost in Translation. The cinematography is beautiful. The shots of Scarlett Johansson on the window overlooking Shinjuku. Mm. I think watching that film, that was like, there's not that many foreign-made films about Japan, and there's not that many films that I found accessible before I came to Japan. So I love that one. I watched Lost in Translation an awful lot, and I built a lot of my expectations around Tokyo on that film, and I obsessed over it so much in the first 2 years. I was like, I want to go everywhere from Lost in Translation. I want to relive it. And I did. I went to the bar where half the film's set.
Yeah.
I went to I even stayed at the Park Hyatt where it was shot. I went to the onsen, the little bath, the little spa in the hotel where there's a scene where Bill Murray just sits alone in the bath. I think he's on his phone to his wife. He was inquiring about a carpet or something. I relived that. I just did everything. I've even been to the karaoke place. I went to the karaoke place where they did that scene where they sing the Pretenders song. And I've been there. I've done it all.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Cool.
At the end of it, I found nothing.
Nothing
just
at
emptiness.
All. Right, okay.
Your views on how it's like an old man film.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's. It's supposed to be a romance, but it's just like a 60-year-old man chatting up like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Connor said when I was talking to Connor about it. He was like, it's shit, and I hate this Lost in Translation. It's just old, creepy man. And so you and Connor are the same.
There you go.
Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back to do it all over again next time later this week, guys. But for now, no matter where you might be, out in the big wide world, have a great few days. We'll see you right back here to do it all over again on the Abroad in Japan podcast. Bye for now. Woo-hoo.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.